Moshet, Al Bina newspaper. News of the day with Nasser Kandil. The occupation launches hundreds of airstrikes on Syria to destroy its military capabilities by land, sea and air. Netanyahu, no reversal on annexing the Golan or freedom of ground operations in southern Syria. The Quint Committee holds its first meeting in Nakura amid ongoing Israeli violations. The political editor wrote, hundreds of airstrikes launched by the occupation's military aircraft targeted Syrian military sites across the country, from Daraa in the south, to Qamishli in the north, from Tartus in the west to Deir ez-Zor in the east. The strikes focused on scientific research centers, particularly those involved in missile productions, as well as missile and heavy weapons depots, airports, warplanes, radar systems, air defenses, hundreds of tanks and dozens of warships and naval vessels were also destroyed. This campaign clearly reflects a decision to render Syria disarmed, a significant shift for a country once regarded as the Arab world's foremost confrontation state, whose military capabilities previously deterred the occupation despite its ongoing air raids for over a decade. The Prime Minister of the occupying entity wasted no time in making media appearances to outline the entity's stance towards Syria. He reiterated that the annexation of the Golan Heights is final and irreversible, declaring it an inseparable part of the entity. He further emphasized the occupation army's insistence on maintaining freedom of operations in southern Syria, a stance reinforced by patrols conducted in the Daraa region. In Lebanon, the Quint Committee, tasked with overseeing the implementation of the ceasefire agreement and addressing violations, held its first meeting yesterday in Nakura. In a joint statement, the US and French embassies in Lebanon, along with UNIFIL, affirmed their coordination to support UN Resolution 1701. The statement read, the United States, France, UNIFIL, the Lebanese Armed Forces and the Israeli forces convened on December 9 in Nakura to coordinate support for the cessation of hostilities, which took effect on November 27. It continued, as outlined in the agreement announcement, UNIFIL hosted the meeting chaired by the United States with support from France and participation from the Lebanese Armed Forces and Israeli forces. This mechanism will meet regularly and closely coordinate its efforts to advance the implementation of the ceasefire agreement and Resolution 1701. While the Quint Committee was meeting, Israeli violations continued, targeting Bint Jbeil, injuring several Lebanese soldiers. For the first time since the ceasefire with Hezbollah took effect 12 days ago, the occupation army announced the deaths of four of its soldiers in southern Lebanon. According to its statement, the four soldiers, all reservists from the same battalion, were killed during combat.